Well, today is January 6th. Do you know what special day it is today? It's called Epiphany. Can you say that? It's hard. Epiphany. Today is Epiphany. And so when we celebrate Epiphany, we're celebrating that God was made known to us, that Jesus was born. We're celebrating that. Did you know that? Yeah? Okay, sit down. All right. Well, during Epiphany, we also learn about Jesus being shown to the people, and the wise men came to visit Jesus. Do you know who else came to visit Jesus when he was born? Do you remember? Huh? The wise men brought presents, right? Yeah. Well, the people that first came to see baby Jesus were the shepherds. The shepherds came. God sent angels, and the angels told the shepherds that there was a new baby born, and he was the king, right? And so the shepherds went to visit. And after the shepherds visited baby Jesus, the Bible says the shepherds told everybody what they had heard. They went out and they told the people in Bethlehem all that they had seen, that they had seen baby Jesus, right? Well, God also helped the wise men find baby Jesus. Do you know what he did to help the wise men find baby Jesus? That's right. He put a big star in the sky above where Jesus was born. And the wise men, they were from far away. And they saw that star. And they knew that that meant that there was a newborn king born. So they got their gifts ready. And they traveled a long way, and they searched and searched to find baby Jesus. And did they find him?
Yeah.
Yeah. God made it so that they could find Jesus. Now, when they got to where Jesus was, and they found him, do you know what they did? They brought presents. They worshipped him, and they brought him presents. They didn't bring him just any old present. They brought him presents that you would have given a king.
Like gold.
Yeah, like gold. So I brought some pictures for us to look at. Here's our wise men. They might have looked like that. We don't know. All right, so here's some pictures. So the first thing that they brought was what?
Gold.
It might have looked like this. This is like chunks of gold. Gold nuggets. They might have brought gold, like in jewelry, to give to Jesus. They might have brought gold coins to give to him. But this is gold. It's shiny, isn't it? They could use gold like money, and they could use gold to make things. Gold was very valuable. And it was very, statues were made out of gold. That's right. So gold was very valuable. They gave that to baby Jesus. This is frankincense. We've talked about frankincense before. Have you ever seen what frankincense looks like? Do you see those nuggets right here? That's frankincense. It's sort of golden, isn't it? And they might have made an oil out of it. They would burn frankincense. It smelled really good. Sometimes they used it as perfume. So that was one thing that they brought. Another thing they brought baby Jesus. And they brought him myrrh. What does that look like? It looks like rocks, doesn't it? Yeah, that's myrrh. And myrrh was something they would burn, and it would make things smell better. And they used it when people died. They helped it. They put it all over somebody. So they brought three gifts. And that when they gave those gifts to Jesus, they were showing us all that he was a king. Jesus was very important. Jesus was God, right? God's son, sent to us. So it was really important. Well, God is revealed to us when we talk about Epiphany. And Jesus is here with us, right? And he tells us all about God. Okay, Sam, are you ready? I got a present for you. I thought maybe you'd want a picture of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, so you can take it home and look at it. Do you want one too? All right, there it is. You do? I do too. Okay, can you fold your hands? We're going to say a little prayer. Can you repeat after me? Okay. Say, Dear Lord,
today we celebrate
Epiphany. Today we worship you and crown you our King. Thank you for sending Jesus
to earth
to show me the way to live my life. Help us all to follow you. And to tell others about you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, you can go back.